And welcome back to the Next Panel Podcast. This is your host, Aleels. To my right, I have...
Your third is SL.
And to his right... sound more enthusiastic about it.
He stole my word. He excreviated it for me.
Wow. And to his right...
He stole my word, but zero.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, welcome, guys.
Yes, sir.
Welcome.
Big drip.
Big drip. What's up? Hey.
So, how's everybody been?
Oh, what's up?
We've been good. Great. Gravy.
You know, the hardest part about doing this podcast
is getting into it.
Oh, not even false. That. It's like when I have to go. Yeah, so how's everybody doing this week after you guys been in my house for like 2 hours?
I just got here. I don't know what's going on.
You know?
I've been here, but let's be honest.
It's like I got
here. I've been here 5 minutes ago, bro.
Oh, okay.
I just got back.
Mm-hmm. So, everybody knows what we're talking about this week,
right?
Yeah. I know what we're talking about this week.
Yeah, for those of you.
We're having a conversation.
I hate it here.
Me too. Do we use words?
Gosh.
I'm proud of myself.
So, for those of you who weren't here before, we are talking about Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Before we begin on our main topic, you know, it's been asked that we talk about the Mortal Kombat movie, right? Is that it?
Actually, I was going to say PlayStation.
Yeah, this is going to be that episode.
It's going to be a little loose, this episode.
Mortal Kombat was a 7 to me.
I really...
Alright, we'll give it 10 minutes. Go ahead. 7, Corey?
7. I give it a 7.
7 out of 10?
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Dre?
8.
8?
An 8.
Oh, yeah, Corey, you ain't see it yet. Completely forgot about that.
Just a few.
So I gave it an 8. Favorite part?
Favorite part.
Without spoilers.
I mean, go ahead with the spoilers. It's just fighting at the end of the day.
Well,
how are we gonna say? Yeah, what type of trick question was that?
Point? I'm trying to figure out how.
No spoilers.
I was on the screen and they was doing the stuff.
Well, watch how it manages it. Watch out, man.
You can say a spoiler. Don't let him fool you.
Nope.
We get 3, remember?
When Sub-Zero froze the blood and stabbed Scorpion, that was a good fight sequence.
Okay, cool.
Hey, okay.
And that was
on
the trailer, so I didn't spoil it technically.
Cool.
Big tiptoe.
Dre, can you match that?
When Kung Lao faced out the what's her name?
Okay.
You didn't say the name.
Okay,
would
I get it.
A spoiler if you just
so his fatality. Oh, that's all you have to say. His fatality.
Care. I don't care.
Big fatals.
Okay.
My favorite part was the part when I didn't see it.
You could have said your what's your favorite part? Your anus.
I mean, that isn't in the title.
It's called
I don't know. I don't know what my favorite part would be.
I'm waiting for it. I want to hear what you have to say about this.
I guess I would agree with that one. I feel like that was my favorite fatality.
Kind of that one?
Yeah.
There was mad good ones though.
There was
the one that we didn't pay attention. Well, I paid attention to this one was Kano's finisher. That was good.
Okay.
He just caught the mean heart, had the scene and stuff.
So
worst part.
Worst part. Okay, I can't. There's no way of me saying what the worst part in my opinion was. Actually, you know what? One of the worst things.
Not worst part of the way movie. It was shot. Yeah,
oh, okay. So. I can't say it without spoilers.
Man, you know what today is?
But,
Sunday.
The whole...
Spoiler, bro. Let it go.
No, I don't want to do that. This is this movie just came out 2 days ago. We can't do that.
It's on HBO Max, man.
We can't do that.
Well, truth be told...
Let it go.
If they ain't see it in 2 days, you spoil it.
Yeah. 2 days is very monolithic.
I mean,
what about the people who work weekends? What about the people who work weekends?
They could squeeze in some of their time to watch the show.
Technically, it's not going out till Monday, so
it'd be. Yo, I swear, if I work weekends, I'm not doing that.
That was perfect.
I hate it here.
Love it.
What was your
love it.
Okay, so I guess setup, the scene where they come together as a group. I
Say who's gonna fight who?
No.
I thought that was cheesy, by the way.
Just the premise behind or the dialogue behind it. That was my least favorite part of when they come together. I feel like maybe next week we should be able to talk more about it.
Yes.
But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, y'all will want to talk more about that next week, please.
Corn, you have until next week to see it.
I will.
Okay, so.
My worst part was it was the part before that stupid part. Oh, when Sonya beat Kung Lao. I just spoiled it. Damn.
Sonya never beat Kung Lao.
Oh, all right. Shut it on. All right.
Okay, I know. Okay. Yeah. Sonya's victory. Let's leave
Sonya's
it at that.
Sonya's victory ticked me off.
The person's
okay.
Win. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That makes sense. I feel as if...
I feel like the worst part.
That was prolific.
Like, I believe you two said why you guys rated the movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
7 and 8. My whole reason of it being 8 is rating. Like, every scene he was, it was just trash.
Well, that's why it's my 7. Because most of the characters didn't really look right. And then, 2, there's a part of the movie is where they... I guess evolved as characters. That's basically what it. How I can say it without spoiling it.
Just spoil it, bro. Don't let nobody tell you.
No. It's like that. That was gave it a 7. It's just certain things that gave it a 7.
I just feel like every rating part he was trying too hard. Like he was screaming at everything.
But yo,
get out!
Come on! I'm like, yo, rating. Relax. First off, like you're supposed to be leading.
Yeah, like you only good when it's lightning out. We can't fight every day.
Yeah, it's over for him, bro. Like, what you gonna do? How you gonna haul a storm in the summer? I'm like, come on, boy.
What you trying to do? what you trying to
get into?
Trying to get stormy.
But yeah, that's why I give it a 7 for different reasons, like reasoning behind me. Like, you gave it. What you give it?
I gave it an 8.
You gave it an 8, and you made.
And I only had 2 very specific reasons.
Yeah,
for
no,
that.
He
yeah.
no. So
yeah, not me, man. I'm like a hard critic. What?
You're definitely not a hard critic.
Yeah.
I could be a hard critic.
Not a hard critic.
I that hard man critic. Right there sitting to the middle
no,
of
no, excuse me. You yeah, are a hard critic. Middle. That's what I was trying to say. I apologize.
Yeah, you know. But I enjoyed it. I would watch a sequel. That's...
They're going to be great.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Right? And I would watch them.
Still waiting for Street Fighter.
I don't feel like I wasted my time. I think it was...
Yeah.
As far as a movie based off of a... off of a video game... It's way better than the Super Mario Brothers movie.
No. It is. I just want to say no.
Okay. So, hey.
Anything can be better than Super Mario movie.
That's all I could watch as a kid.
I wasn't watching that. It was just
that and 3 ninjas and the Mighty Ducks.
3 ninjas.
I think that's why I became an athlete and a retard at the same time.
I don't think that's PC, buddy.
We need to talk about departments.
I'm just saying. Because I wanted to be an athlete. And I wanted to... What else I said I like? Oh, 3 ninjas. I wanted to do some crazy shit.
Yeah. Okay. Thank God. Thank you.
What happened?
Thank you.
I thought I was going
to... Yeah, I thought this... I was going to have to cut this off real quick.
What happened?
I was about to say it.
What, we getting freaky?
Can we get freaky tonight?
I'm sorry.
All right.
I said 3 ninjas.
So on to the main topic.
Okay. Let's go for it.
What did I say wrong? I said 3 ninjas.
On to the main topic.
Oh, it's not that, bro. You're good.
Yeah.
You just know I was going to say 3.
I don't even want you to say what you think I thought it was.
No. If it wasn't that, and that'd be worse.
Yeah.
No.
Don't worry about it. We'll text about it later.
We're on to the main topic.
You know? Yeah.
What was it the 3 word? Like 3?
No.
It was before that?
No. Was, you know?
Long before that. So how you guys doing out there in the listening world?
Don't worry, we got 15 seconds left about topic. We'll be pretty fine.
Yes. I want to know what I said.
Don't worry about it. We'll remind
I'm
you
really
later.
Anxious right now. Can one of you guys text
me? I am anxious.
Don't worry about it. Yeah.
Oh, you are?
It's not
you.
I am anxious.
How anxious are you?
Very.
That, so can you test it?
So we will. Later. We will. Yeah.
Later. This is your punishment.
No. So, okay.
No. So, not for me, you won't.
So this week we're talking about Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo.
PlayStation and margaritas.
Yeah, PlayStation and margaritas. Mm-hmm.
You forgot Sony.
I definitely started off with Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, no. But
then we're going to talk about PlayStation and margaritas.
Oh, then we're going to talk. Oh, okay.
Microsoft.
Yeah. Margaritas.
PlayStation.
Sony.
Xbox.
Atari.
Nintendo.
And the Wii.
Yes.
Yeah.
You named Microsoft and Xbox separately, but yes.
Okay. PlayStation, Sony, separately.
Yeah, you know.
Still got it. I'm still here.
I can't see the chat.
Somebody's Sega Genesis.
I don't know if they
this got off to such
a... Frank put out commands. I don't know where the chat box went.
I really want to know what I almost said.
Don't worry about it.
I'm OD. Yeah. About to have an anxiety attack.
Don't worry so, how would you rank them? Yeah. Let's start off like that. How would you rank them?
Oh,
I think Sony's a clear one. I mean,
favorite to least favorite?
Nintendo.
Nintendo's
a clear one.
Okay.
As number one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we ranking them based off of personal preference or just
let's start off with personal preference.
Oh, personal.
Yes.
Yeah. Sony. I gotta say Microsoft because of Halo. Nintendo will be third.
Wow. Okay.
I'm not gonna lie, I was about to be a real biased person to say Nintendo one, but I wouldn't be. I'm going with PlayStation. Mm-hmm. Then two would be Nintendo. Then Xbox.
Okay.
And then PC, because that's the third one.
We're not.
You definitely said
PC.
Four things.
Yeah, we're not including PC into this one.
Okay. Right.
I would do Sony, Nintendo, Xbox.
Sony, Nintendo, Xbox.
Well, Sony, Nintendo.
Okay. Microsoft. I'm definitely going Nintendo, Xbox, Sony.
Yeah, we know you.
Yeah.
Such a loser.
I would have said Nintendo first. I would have. Yeah. I swear to God, I would have said Nintendo. I would have said Nintendo first if I played more of my Switch.
Okay.
Had I played more of my Switch, then I'll say that. But I gotta go PlayStation.
Why
I actually have too many games on my Switch. I don't know how you don't have enough.
I was gonna say that about him.
Big Drip.
Huh?
I said, I don't know how you don't have enough to play on your Switch. Like, I have too many games.
Oh, no, he's saying if he played more on his
Switch. I played more. I don't really play like that on my Switch. Because certain games on the Switch don't gravitate me enough to want to play. Like, there'd be excruciating times where I'm just, I'm so sorry.
You're excruciating low right now.
Where we was in,
You're doing something
to someone. We was, I was trying to play the game and I just couldn't play it. Like, games go pop, right? The only games I really want to play is, like, Zelda on there.
Okay.
Any Zelda game, I would want to play it. And that would be the main reason why I get the system to begin with.
Okay.
All right. So, out of the three, who do you think has the biggest impact on gaming?
Nintendo.
We can all agree on that one. Nintendo. Cool. This might be a very short episode.
Well, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'd say Nintendo, but I could see an argument for Microsoft just because of how PC kind of is what pushes the, like, hardware technology. PC is what pushes that forward.
So, I'm putting Microsoft as second.
Why?
Right?
In terms of, like, influence?
Not in terms of influence, more in terms of accessibility. So...
You ain't accessorizing shit.
Microsoft gave, like, the adaptive controller. Right.
No, that's fair.
The adaptive controller, the
one
basically.
The one that we put Corey onto.
What?
Right.
Yeah.
No, that's the Elite controller.
No, the one for.
So let's quick story time because you know I don't want this to be a quick episode. This man right here to the left of me was searching for a controller for the Xbox for almost a month, talking about it every day. To watch.
Oh.
Netflix. Hulu and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Facts. So one simple day we're at
BJ's, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And what kind of BJ's did we eat at?
The supermarket? What are you talking about?
Then I bring up the you know, why don't you just get the, you know how they have the remote? Mm-hmm. And he was really mind blown. It like I really thought everybody knew about it.
Wait, okay. Why didn't you just get the app?
That too.
Okay, so
wow,
I didn't know that I was. Too. I didn't know I didn't get into the. I didn't know I was getting in the middle of this part right here. But
why
all right.
Why didn't you get the app?
First of all, let me explain. I feel like my Xbox controller that's at home right now, mm-hmm. which I do not play. I've been trying to play on Devil May Cry so much because I really got to beat that game. But the controller broke. Mm-hmm. Apparently, it keeps falling off the bed. And every time we can't move straight or up and down. It just goes right no matter what.
Okay.
So I said, yo, I'm about to get another controller because that's the only thing I knew about. Mm-hmm. But when Corn and Dre, opened the door, they was like, I mean, we was coming out of BJ's. He was like, yeah. He was like, yo, bro, you know you can get a remote controller for Xbox. I was like, go on. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm intrigued because now I'm like, I didn't know they can do this. I thought PlayStation had one, but I didn't know Xbox had one. So that kind of threw me off a lot. But
it's funny how like we recommended a controller for him to watch something was the last thing on his list. Yeah. But Bowen made it worse. Why didn't you tell him that?
I didn't think the app was like that. Was like that.
Oh yeah, no, it has an A, different. B button, everything. But
that was. Okay. Something already.
I feel like we're stupid. Because y'all didn't suggest that.
Y'all didn't suggest that.
Well, we should have assumed so that he would have thought of the app.
No. See?
I'm not taking
that. I'm not taking
that.
I'm
going to
admit
that I
didn't
even think about it.
It's not my job to think of the most simple solution.
I didn't even think about the app.
I come into the complicated solution.
I didn't even think about the app. So that's why I'm stupid.
I thought I'd get a whole new controller.
You could.
I mean,
it was just the least
controller is probably the best. No, it's probably the most effective thing because I mean, if he ever wants to play a game again, he has to buy a controller again anyways.
He's not playing it.
You know, but you if he does guys. Want to.
Twice the amount of money.
You know?
I'm just waiting for
If he could have pressed buttons on his TV to make it play something, he would have done it.
But,
I'm just saying.
I would put Microsoft as number two as,
probably.
I could agree.
And then the Play Anywhere features now that you can
quit. Plugging in more Microsoft.
Hey.
He never worked for us. Like,
I didn't.
He didn't experience.
How it gets felt.
You know, in all honesty, even if I did work for them and I didn't get the bonuses, I'd be fine. They was taking my money either which way.
I was actually getting the bonuses.
We talk about why Microsoft is the worst company on the face of the earth?
No.
We can.
Okay.
Another episode.
Part two.
Okay, I got you. Part two, to be continued.
No, what did I say? What was the whole point just now?
There will never be a part two.
Huh?
Yeah, what?
The adaptive controller.
Yes, the adaptive controller.
No,
That's the one
now
for less fortunate.
Handy capable.
How do you say that properly? Even Pokemon gave up.
Handicapable.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I feel like handicapable is the best way we could say it. But yeah.
I'm handy.
You know. So there's that. But I feel like Nintendo is always gonna be number one because they do something and then everyone follows it.
I agree. Nintendo's definitely.
They're like the Google of gaming.
They're definitely.
They do it first, and then
Mark's off.
Go sign on. All right,
so
I was talking, and you didn't say that.
So then let's say this.
Co-sign on a loan as hard as you co-sign that statement.
I hate it here.
And I'll be happy.
When we get our first paychecks, no matter how far.
It's like working for Microsoft. It's like working for Microsoft.
I'm only laughing because you're talking about first paychecks, like.
just picture mom and say, "Yeah, y'all not trying to get this money. This is to refurbish my room."
Serious?
Refurbish the works.
Yeah, this is.
I like it. Like, we not invested all the money right back in.
I agree. I agree. That's a very excruciating task.
Okay, so who would you say is the most consumer friendly?
Consumer friendly? Nintendo.
Mm-hmm. Nintendo?
Wait, when you say...
I put it the least consumer
friendly. Wait, when you say consumer friendly, you mean like price of the console?
Price versus what you get.
Okay.
All of it.
I mean, price versus what you
consumer friendly to is going to be Xbox.
Well, no. I mean...
Explain to me why y'all say this again.
Xbox?
Yeah, like I'm going free. Xbox.
Like, what? No, what makes
I think that's clear.
I'm sorry, repeat the question.
So, I feel like you get... As far as consumer friendly,
like,
it's
if you
like,
get this, who, what like, you getting, oh my God,
which company
this
are you getting, like, the most bang for your buck out of?
Yeah, like, so, for me, I'll give you an example. I'm thinking Xbox nice. Because...
Is it?
Yeah.
How so?
Because if I say, well, I could just buy a computer.
Mm-hmm.
But that's Microsoft not part of...
That's but that's still part of their ecosystem.
That's part of our debate.
That'd still be part of the ecosystem, but we're talking consoles over. Let's
I mean,
keep
if we're
it
just talking about console over.
Yeah. Xbox, because they have Game Pass, they have all the stuff that you could subscribe to.
And you got the Series S, which is like a entry level for $300. I'm going Microsoft.
Well, Corey has officially got a combative.
For me, I'm
still
going
say Nintendo because you get.
Going Sony?
For me, it's still
Nintendo.
Sony.
Nintendo.
I told you. Yeah. I told you it was coming.
Oh God!
It's
you know, honestly, I had Sony as two. I have Nintendo as
Nintendo.
The least.
What a bummer! They never did. What did they do?
Corey, okay, so let me start this out by saying again, I rated Nintendo as my favorite. Right, I love Nintendo.
Yeah, me too.
But the majority of the Switch's lineup has been a remaster of everything that came out on the Wii U.
Okay.
Right. They're selling us a lot of... This isn't even just on Nintendo.
You have to pay $5.
But it's,
I'm going strictly Nintendo.
It's straight remasters of old games at full price.
And you have to pay $5 to trade a Pokemon.
Like, okay. Oh, well, that's not even that. That's the Pokemon company, but...
No, that's you need Nintendo online.
Well, they also Nintendo actually also.
But no, but I feel like that's fair in their part because their yearly subscription is $20.
Yeah. How much is on Xbox? 60. How much is PlayStation?
60. What are you playing online on Nintendo, really?
Yeah.
Nobody. Well, us, we can play Pokemon. Or us, as a group, we can play, not Pokemon, the Mario Kart.
Okay.
We can play Mario Kart. We can play Smash Bros. On our own screen.
So you're going to play Mario Kart. You know Mario Kart is like an 11 generation game.
You know what's funny though? It is now the fastest selling
race car game.
Yeah, in the US history.
Like, yeah, so that's what we're saying. Nintendo's selling us the same thing, just dressed
everything
up.
Everything that came out on Wii U. Zelda was a Wii U title. Mario Kart, Wii U title.
But they're all Nintendo titles. I mean, all titles. They're all exclusives for Nintendo. So it's just like... It's just like when you get Grand Theft Auto 1 for PlayStation, get Grand Theft Auto 2.
No, but it's not a new one in the series. It's the same game.
It's not the same game.
The same exact game.
No.
They remastered.
Yeah, no. Breath of the Wild didn't even get a remaster.
Oh, they didn't remaster?
Neither did Mario Kart. Mm-hmm. They were just released. Super Mario Brothers that came out for it, too. They were all released on the Wii U, and they just redid it.
I concur.
They ported it over.
Migrated.
But maybe that's what games people wanted, those kind of games people wanted to play.
Yeah, but it's not consumer friendly.
It's not, but that's not consumer friendly. Not if you owned a Wii U. If you were one of the 500 people who had a Wii U,
right? No,
I want consumer friendly would be making it backwards compatible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's like you don't have to buy the game again. They basically said you have a Switch now, buy it again if you had it.
No, but when Wii U was out, it was backward compatible.
The Wii and the Wii U were the Wii. Only two backwards compatible Nintendo consoles.
With the Switch and the Wii U?
No, the Wii and the Wii U, right? The Wii was backwards compatible to the GameCube. Oh. I don't even think the Wii U was, but
it could play those Wii games.
Yeah, those
but
are
you,
the only
buy
two
the new game. You could buy
backwards
the
compatible games
and then the, consoles. And then the hacks, but nonetheless,
for real, it is.
What?
Those are the only two backwards compatible Nintendo consoles.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the
unless you want to go handheld.
Yeah.
But as far as like home consoles, the Wii and the Wii U are the only ones that have backwards compatibility.
But the simple argument is just that if for $20 on Xbox, you play every game.
Mm-hmm.
For $20 on the Wii U, you can get a third of a game. Imagine being able to pay, if Nintendo could do what Xbox could do, bro, and you pay $20, you could play the old Pokemons, like Nintendo games.
I'll
do
that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, the reason why I say it's consumer friendly, because it brings you back to your childhood as much as possible.
It does.
But that's
still not nothing to do with consumer friendliness.
That's like me telling you, sell me your soul, and I just say, I'm just going to make you feel great.
It's not making you feel great. It's just making you know you can play that game again. You can replay that game.
You could do that on other systems for free.
Yeah.
I think this is your only battle with this, and I don't see, like, that's not the worst.
What bundle does the Switch have? A different color?
The Mario Kart that came out on the Wii.
Yeah, it's like game bundles.
Mario Kart? Or whatever games they have.
Yeah, they have game bundles. Like,
No, that, like, Sony and Microsoft.
They have a... At least for now, they had a Monster Hunter. They did Animal Crossing.
Pokemon, I think. Oh, no.
No, yeah, they did Let's Go, Eevee. Let's Go. Got one. Odyssey got one. Did Breath of the Wild get one?
I know Mario Kart.
Maybe I am catching this whole thing wrong, but...
Yeah, so...
It's like, when I'm thinking of it, I'm thinking of, like... You can play all the old games that you used to play.
How?
For a price.
How?
For a price, yeah.
Oh, for a price? Okay.
Or, like... Now you got me thinking about the backwards compatibility.
Yeah, no. Nintendo is terrible with backwards compatibility.
If you pay $300, you're just getting a Nintendo... That's it.
You can't really use the Switch for too many apps.
You can't be like, I'm going to sign up for the Bandai or whatever, like, game developer Mario subscription to play the classic Marios.
Okay. I get what you're saying.
With Xbox?
Then probably you're right. But
before you even spend money on another game, you could spend a third of it to buy a controller and purchase something to play a lot of games.
Okay.
And even now, PlayStation has, especially since quarantine has started, their play at home
PlayStation Plus thing is going crazy.
Yeah, PlayStation Plus is going crazy. The Play at Home initiative, that was a great value.
The PlayStation Collection. Mm-hmm. So it's like PlayStation Collection. You get almost maybe 40 games plus 2 games every month if you have a PS5 3.
You know, honestly, I think that the Switch should have been backwards compatible at least to the DS.
Nah, I just really love to play, like, even
would make sense.
You can't even play Pokemon. You can't play Pokemon Yellow or nothing on the Switch, right?
Nope.
Like.
What was the virtual console on?
The virtual console, that's, they had one on
3DS, right?
3DS, and it was also on the Wii U. And
they haven't moved it to the Switch, right?
Nope. The only thing you get is you can...
The classic games that they had, the system they had for the classic games, they haven't even moved to the Switch yet.
Mm-hmm. You get the NES and the SNES games.
How much storage does the Switch have?
Depends on your SD card size.
Yeah, I don't think the Switch has any major storage.
I think it's like maybe...
But that's a handheld. It's limited to the handheld functionality.
I'll tell you one thing, since you want to be so bitter, go take a poop and play PlayStation.
You can do that now.
Yeah.
First of all, you could have been to that. You know you haven't lived.
We sold power supplies.
Everybody had.
We sold power supplies.
We're not gonna bring back the tactics.
Wait, before they even made technology, everybody in the hood had 100-foot extension cords. True. I haven't seen people play the game outside in a bathroom.
I ain't never seen none of that.
I didn't either. But
where did you live?
I'm going with this dream.
They never did that. You never seen people play the video game with a long extension cord. Never seen
people play outside though.
No.
Well, do stuff like that. No, not really.
Nah.
I know about it, but no, never did.
That was a different part of town you grew up.
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
Damn,
Dre was on the side. So
we just had three people that said, "What are you talking about?"
Yeah, I never seen that a day in my life.
The three of us collectively agreed that she was wild.
I've heard of it
in comic books, maybe.
People was doing it
last year.
Last
year? Corona? What was he going outside?
No, 2 years ago, my bad. Oh. No, even last year, though.
A little bit last year, maybe.
With an extension cord?
Yeah. Put a TV out there. Sit in the front of your building.
Sit in the front of your building?
Yeah, but yeah.
This isn't a private house they're doing this in?
Not private. It's not really. It's because the project has, like...
Don't worry about it.
Imagine you sitting outside with your flat screen. And niggas run up on you?
I feel like I just learned something about Dre.
What are you doing?
I live in a very nice neighborhood.
That's what I'm saying. It's more trusting than I thought. The whole TV outside.
Your whole not TV. That
but I've seen people play 2K outside for money.
I've seen people play 2K inside for money.
Yeah. I've seen people play online for money too.
I don't know, man.
I've seen
but that. I've so, never seen.
I don't know which one. Wait, to say.
Now when you say they were playing 2K outside, was this on a basketball court? Was this like real life?
No, there. No.
You know NBA the streets.
No.
First off, we're not gonna just use that as a joke because that was a good ass game, by the way.
Oh, that was the game.
It was
yeah, NBA streets.
It sounded right.
NBA Streets is such a great PlayStation 2K.
Okay.
But all right, I see your point in what y'all talking about. When I'm looking, you say y'all were saying it was consumer friendly, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I say Nintendo's the least consumer friendly.
Isn't Nintendo's like birthday gift every year a wallpaper?
Hold on there, I have an idea. First of all, they just made a game unbuyable as of March 31st.
Oh yeah.
That has three of the best games. That it's ever came
out. Oh, yeah, Corey, I got your copy here.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
They're about to take all the best, like three of the best games from Nintendo away.
I'm asking myself, do I really want to open this, or do I want to open it and play it, or hold on to it, so that way I can sell it for millions?
Big trip.
Thank you.
I don't think it's going to be millions.
All right, can I fantasize?
I'm selling. Did somebody ever buy those for $15K?
I don't know.
You gotta see the offers. Yeah. After this pod, we gotta see the offers.
I know, like on StockX, I think it's $80.
Yeah, everything you gotta wait for it to sell out.
Yeah, I might hold on to mine for like a year or two, and then
I'm just gonna put it in my. I swear to God, I know exactly what's gonna happen. I'm gonna put it in one of my little boxes with my sneakers in it, and don't touch it.
Yeah. Bro, again, I hold on to all this shit because this is all my kids are inheriting from me. I don't got much else to give them.
And then when they sell it,
mm-hmm. No, but they're not allowed to. They have to hold. This is like Bitcoin, you know. They gotta hold. This is creating generational wealth.
Do I have to be this friend?
I mean, you don't have to be.
Okay, I won't.
Yeah, this is how they create generational wealth.
I just feel like the minute you go. Kids is gonna be like,
I'm gonna put it in the will. They're not allowed to sell.
You think people are gonna listen to this will?
They have no choice.
Okay.
I'm gonna haunt him.
He's gonna come back and sue.
Yeah.
You deadass.
He's like, hold up. I knew I was dead, but it's you deadass.
Imagine. Yeah. But I got you. I got what you said.
Big will.
Yeah.
I take that back then. If I had to choose, then I probably would be punk ass PlayStation. Thought I was gonna say Microsoft.
I think you only sell PlayStation because you forgot to say Microsoft.
Mm-hmm. No. Alright, so let's go for fun factor.
Mm-hmm.
That's rough. Actually, that's not hard at all.
It is pretty hard for
me. My fun factor was going to be Nintendo.
Mm-hmm. It was going to be Nintendo, but we don't normally have fun as a group on Nintendo.
That's not true at all.
That's very true.
Remember when we was trading, and I was going back and forth to hash the eggs?
That was fun?
No, but it was a thing we did.
It was something we did on the Switch.
It was a thing that happened.
You saved it. You made the
We used to play Mario Parties together.
Yeah.
And that was fun.
No, of course it's fun, but my thing is, we do that way more on the other two. That's my point.
Okay.
Definitely group games.
You
get what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's like, but when you counting something we don't really do.
So,
but to me, when I was playing when I play Nintendo games, I feel like I have more fun in these games.
Oh, mm-hmm. So that game when you play by yourself is more fun than playing a game with me?
No.
If it's a Nintendo game, then
that's
yes.
That's not what I'm implying, really. It's like, let's say, for example, you guys are not around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm on the toilet.
Thank you.
I'm on the toilet.
I'm chilling. I'm playing the game.
No, but you're making reasons for it to have more fun. But the level of funness is greater on.
No. Playing with you is not more fun than playing a new Mario game. I'm gonna be 100% honest with you. It's not even close. Like if I had to choose. No.
Like everybody.
No. I think you're overselling yourself here.
No, I'm not saying just me. I'm saying
you're overselling the group a lot.
Yeah.
I'd rather play a multiplayer game than a single player game.
I'd rather play a single player game than a multiplayer game.
Okay,
but can you do that on Nintendo?
What?
We can play single player games and talk to each other.
No, I'm not saying Nintendo. I'm saying PlayStation. That's right. What I'm saying.
So you're choosing PlayStation as the most fun.
And multiplayer life is on PlayStation.
No, but and there's there's communication.
There's a Nintendo app.
That's there also, but...
Yeah, there's the Nintendo app.
I mean, the communication, I honestly don't really care.
All right, so let me ask you this, Cor.
When I had the choice between a PlayStation or play Xbox with y'all, I got the PlayStation, waited 6 months to get the Xbox to play it with y'all.
Right.
Because the single player was going to give me more joy.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but you also have the...
That sounds so hurtful when you say this.
No, but on the home consoles, you could do both easily.
Yeah.
On the Switch, you can't.
Yeah, you can.
Well, I'll tell you what.
You have the Nintendo app.
Who uses the Nintendo app?
I've used it.
I'm not gonna lie, I have never communicated with anybody ever.
I have
over
used
a Nintendo
it. Yeah, now, is it easier to just do a conference call? Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, it is.
Yes, that's the point.
That's lucky what we did.
But it's there. And
but
I've
even
used
with
it.
Nintendo,
I pay $20 a year for it.
But taking
I'm gonna
that
use
out of
it for
it.
At least $20
but
worth.
But taking that out of it, like taking the whole ease of the chat out of it, Nintendo doesn't have really too many like most of Nintendo's games that you would want to play multiplayer.
You don't
play couch.
You know,
multiplayer.
The only time you really need to communicate in a multiplayer Nintendo game is if you're playing Splatoon.
Because pretty much anything else you're playing on Nintendo, you're gonna be sitting next to the person.
No, right.
That's how.
Except for maybe Pokemon.
But this is where the funnest game thing come and play with me. I'm not even considering like online players and that. I'm just strictly looking at.
The games that are fun
to play. I remember I got the Wii. I was the first one in my town with the Wii, around my area with the Wii. And I was showing my friend the game. He's like, "Oh yeah, this game is whack, bro." I was like, "What? Wii Sports is elite." We started bowling. We was having dumb fun just using the motion. When you're in a party setting, it's dope. But when the only thing that comes into play now with yours is if. The communication, if we all gathering together and we far away from each other, let's play this game.
Yeah, but you know what? Here's the thing. This isn't 2004. I have minutes, you know? I got unlimited minutes.
Yeah.
So, you can call me. Right? It don't even matter if we don't got the same company no more. You can call me, I got unlimited minutes.
During the day, too.
Yeah, you know, daytime, nighttime, before 7.
Mm-hmm. You ain't even in my 5. You can just call me.
Right?
Bro.
You can call me.
You remember that?
My 5.
I always had issues with that because I was like, okay, so I got 3 numbers. My mother, my father, my sister.
Your brother, nothing.
Some numbers you memorize take longer to get to the my 5.
Wow, he didn't say his brother. Wow.
Throw that in there. Still got
Who do you think has better single player games, Sony or Nintendo?
Sony.
Single player games.
Nintendo.
Right.
What?
Sony.
What's the best one you got for Sony?
Persona.
Yeah. Persona's been on Nintendo game machines
where?
Before.
When?
It was on the 3DS.
When? Oh,
yes.
You're talking about Persona Q2, spin-off game?
It's
been
We're
there. Not talking about that one.
But a lot
You're
of
talking about Pokemon Snap right now to me. I'm trying to talk about.
Oh no! If Persona's the best,
I like Pokemon Snap.
I'm bringing in like Zelda games.
What? Say that. I'm sorry. Say that again.
Right, Zelda games as a single player game.
Zelda, you got your Zelda, your Mario.
You know.
Ratchet and Clank, Jack and Daxter.
Your Mario games, your Sonic games.
MLB.
We got MLB too.
Tails.
Xbox.
The whole Tails series.
Tails is also on
Vesperia. Vesperia is, the one I didn't play.
Well, Nintendo got more memorable one player games.
Absolutely not. Okay. Sony has like one of the most famous games
are we talking about?
Of all time. I mean, it did get it from Nintendo early on.
What, Final Fantasy?
Yeah
right?
From Nintendo
right? Yeah, Final Fantasy started out on Nintendo.
Yeah, but it switched.
Come on.
For a reason.
Come on.
I mean, it's Switch for a reason.
It couldn't have Switch for a reason if it was already right. That Switch game out. For a
reason. Are we they got about, Kingdom Hearts on there.
So wait, what are we talking about games? So what about games on a system even though they're for both consoles?
Multiplex.
But one is specifically stronger on one console.
So are we talking about like graphics wise? Because we
no, we can't.
We can't compare the specs of the Switch.
Not graphics wise.
All right, so thank you. No, go for. So explain what you're saying.
I was gonna say no, because I was gonna make an argument for a game for Sony, what is it's widely recognized to play more on Sony than Xbox. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, you know how MLB Show just came out on Xbox, and everybody still like thinks of it as like a PlayStation game.
Yeah, the first thing you see when you boot it up on Xbox is the PlayStation logo.
Well, it's made by Sony.
So that's what I'm saying. Does that count as being a PlayStation game?
I mean,
either way, it's not on Switch.
No, that's what I'm asking. So can we use a game from either of the other two consoles to argue against the Switch?
Oh, no, because I'm just comparing Sony single players to Nintendo single players.
Because I was going to say GTA.
GTA?
No. Mm-hmm.
Why?
It's probably basically it's probably on PC now.
Yeah,
it's probably more of a PC game.
And there's been GTAs on
No, there has been. Nintendo. But, yeah, but
those are trash. So I can't. Just like how there's been a Call of Duty on the DS before. Did you know that?
Yeah. We gotta admit, like Nintendo has more. I feel like Nintendo got more exclusives. More exclusives.
I think Nintendo has the best exclusives. I don't know if they have more, but they have the best exclusives.
Yeah. You can't really name too many good exclusives off on PlayStation.
Literally every game I named was an exclusive. Wait,
okay.
Any
you ready? You ready for this?
Like every game I just said was a PlayStation. What
so okay, who's Sony's mascot?
Sony?
Yeah. Who's the PlayStation's mascot character? Probably,
oh, the Astrobot now or Sackboy. What else?
Are they holding a candle to Mario or Master Chief? No, get the fuck out of here.
But if we count Kratos, because Sony doesn't really have one, they just have like a bunch of people they put in the picture at once.
Even if.
Yeah, take Kratos over Master Chief. Easy. And I haven't really played a Mario game since I was.
Did you not play.
Outside of Mario Kart?
Odyssey?
No.
Oh, yeah. I never even considered
buying it.
Because Sony got.
I never even considered buying it.
You should. That Odyssey might be my favorite 3D Mario game.
I really ever liked Mario games.
We already had this. I had this talk with y'all.
Like 3D Mario
games. I don't play those games.
But so, you think Nintendo has more than Sony?
I don't know that they have more. I would say that they have more. They have
I would say they have better. The bigger ones.
So how are we doing this? We're doing like one knocks one off, or one makes the other better than all the others. You know what I'm saying? Like if I say a series, and you
like
say
if
one,
you say Mario and I say Sackboy, it's like cool. No, but not. Mario versus nothing else.
Basically. Yeah, like.
Or is it just like, no, Mario.
Or if you say something like that's unbeatable. Much
But I would say, I mean. I would say they have the bigger one.
Nintendo has bigger.
The bigger one for sure. And I would say they have the quality of the games is probably more consistently better. But, like, for me personally.
Because I feel like Sony has more strong ones, but Nintendo has some, like juggernauts.
Yeah, I don't see.
But I feel like as a group,
it's like the good ones that Nintendo had. Like for Nintendo's top five, is probably being Sony's top 20.
Okay.
Right, but if you were to take the top 20 for Nintendo versus the top 20 for Sony, overall, it's probably Sony. Just when you like go deeper into.
Once you get deeper into.
But if you just go up the top five, like Nintendo's top five beats pretty much any console, anything.
Like,
Because you got what? Mario, Zelda, Pokemon, Metroid.
Star Fox,
Pikmin, Animal Crossing.
Oh, Jesus.
Animal Crossing.
Donkey Kong.
Huge. Donkey Kong.
Reminded me I wanted to buy Donkey Kong for the
Kid
place.
Icarus.
I kind of rolled Donkey Kong into
F-Zero. Yeah. You know, those are just the people who appear as Smash Brothers too. You know, Kirby.
I guess,
Yoshi.
I don't know if it's actually an exclusive, but I think it's an exclusive. Fire Emblem?
Yeah, Fire Emblem.
That's just Dynasty Warriors.
Don't disrespect Dynasty Warriors.
Don't do that. Don't do that to Fire Emblem.
What?
Don't ever do that to Fire Emblem. And don't you ever even think that Dynasty Warriors being compared to Fire Emblem is a compliment for Dynasty Warriors and an insult to Fire Emblem. Mm-hmm. Moving on. I guess you could say Warriors. SMT Nintendo got too, but
Dynasty Warriors
that might be more of the niche type thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I would say. For me, Sony just got Spyro.
Mm-hmm. Spyro's not even exclusive anymore.
Gran Turismo.
Neither is that. Gran Turismo is. Yeah, and now it's an Olympic sport mm-hmm. or some shit.
Gran Turismo?
Yeah.
Jak and Daxter.
Jak and Daxter, okay.
Ratchet and Clank.
Crash Bandicoot?
Nope.
No.
Multiplat.
Multiplat with Nintendo, and then Microsoft.
And Sony, yeah. And Microsoft.
It was Nintendo first.
Same with Spyro.
Yeah, technically Spyro, yeah. From the Crash crossover. I mean, you know.
Twisted Metal.
When was the last Twisted Metal game?
Doesn't matter. I feel like that game was sell out.
The last Twisted Metal wasn't made for a while.
No, my thing.
Yeah, but
the only reason why I say that is because there's, it's like, what's the word? Help me.
When was the last Donkey Kong made?
Bloodborne and Horizon.
Last Donkey Kong made?
They made it. Yeah. Time for the Switch.
Tropical Freeze.
Bloodborne and Horizon. What, like
3-4 years.
Bloodborne and Horizon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Astral Chain and.
Don't know what that is.
And,
Octopath?
Nah, Octopath is on Xbox now. I don't know. David X Machina.
So Horizon and Bloodborne. Mm-hmm. Easily. Over those two?
Okay. Well, then you have Luigi's Mansion. I don't know.
That's Mario.
Is it?
Are you counting Luigi and Mario as separate?
That means you can count Yoshi.
Dude.
Because then you're going to count Yoshi too. You're going to count the Peach.
Okay, fair enough.
The Daisy spinoff?
The Daisy spinoff. Oh, God.
Rosalina's
the Wario. Twisted Star. Oh, you got to add Wario, though. So
does that mean,
doesn't get included in that.
So when you do Gran Turismo, can I not do Mario Kart? I just want to know.
I didn't do Gran Turismo.
No, but if it is.
Yeah,
I can do Mario Kart. That doesn't count.
Yeah.
I got one for you.
Mario Kart's on cell phone.
This is the first game I... Fun fact. This is the first game I beat. Besides, after Ocarina of Times.
Mm-hmm.
Bomberman.
Bomberman is multi-plat now.
Damn.
Yeah.
I thought I had a host.
Yeah. Like, you could say Mega Man Zero.
I didn't say Mega Man. No, Mega Man. They crossed over, though.
Zero was on PlayStation.
When the collection got released...
No. Mega Man X also had a PlayStation 2.
But I'm just talking about the Mega Man Zero games. Like
Zero?
1, 2, 3, 4.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah.
Like the collection I just got there, but.
Okay.
Oh, wait, time out!
Technically, that's a separate game.
Mega Man NT Warrior, then, too.
Wait, time out,
Yeah, that was cool. I'm not gonna lie, those games was fine.
The Battle Network
games?
Yeah.
To be on PlayStation Strap for one time, Resident Evil series.
No, Xbox.
Yeah, it's on Xbox. Oh. And Resident Evil 4, the best version of it was on GameCube.
I don't know, for me, like, Ratchet and Clank, Persona are my two biggest ones, and those are, like,
I don't know. Sony. Like I said, I'm a big Zelda fan.
Yeah.
And then it's...
Never been a big Zelda fan.
Me neither.
Really?
You know what?
I
didn't get into Zelda until, weirdly enough, it was Spirit Tracks or the Phantom Hourglass. The ones on the DS are what got me into Zelda.
Really?
Yeah. And then I went back, and when the 3DS came out, I did the playthrough of Ocarina of Time.
Majora's Mask.
I haven't beat Majora's Mask yet. Oh. And you know what's crazy? I had Majora's Mask. I buy too many games. I bought the 3DS remake of Majora's Mask, and I looked at it, and it was still in the plastic. And that was after I bought the original N64 version of Majora's Mask.
I never beat Majora's Mask.
Yeah,
that was one game I couldn't beat. I didn't try to. It was too much I had to do.
Did you beat BMXXXX?
I beat it.
BMX Racing for Game Boy Color.
No, there was a game called BMXXX. It was a BMX game
mm-hmm.
on PlayStation 2. Every time we beat a level, a pull and clip played.
Really?
On PlayStation 2.
Well, Playboy had a game on PlayStation 2 too, didn't they?
Some freaky bastards. They win. You ever had Wheel of Fortune?
Yeah, Monopoly. Multiplayer.
What was your first console?
My first console?
Yeah. Handheld or otherwise.
Sega!
Sega! My first console, handheld, was the Game Boy. I think home console.
Ooh. Yeah, handheld, definitely.
I had the PlayStation 1.
Which one did you have first?
Well, Corey will be showing his age in a minute.
I think the
Jaguar?
Game Boy.
Game Boy you had first?
Yeah. My dad had the Super Nintendo in Antigua, and I was playing that beforehand, but it wasn't mine. Like, I would only get it to play it when I was on vacation.
Gotcha. But the Game Boy, basically, right?
Yeah, Game Boy, PlayStation 1.
What was your first console?
Nintendo.
The NES?
NES.
What was your first one?
Sega Genesis.
Okay.
My friend had Super Nintendo when I had Sega Genesis.
Because I was thinking, because I'm thinking I might be biased, because my first console was a PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
Which is probably the only reason why I like Spyro. Because to be honest, I only played like 2 or 3 of the game.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking I might just be biased to PlayStation because like the games I would have been
just
like
the
franchises. What was the first one you bought for yourself though?
PlayStation 3.
3?
Yeah.
Oh, you had money.
You forgot his stories?
No, you had money.
I was working since I was 8. What do you want me to do with
it? Still, you had money, money.
I didn't get to go nowhere.
You if your first console you bought was a PlayStation 3.
I had to go to church
3?
And work on Saturday. Well, Glennis. Glennis.
My first console. When I got my PlayStation 2, I bought it straight cash.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't have money. I just...
His things at work. He's only ever had Sony.
I've only ever had Sony and Nintendo, and then that one Xbox.
Yeah, he had the Xbox.
Because I was the handheld systems for Nintendo. I, like, just skipped a generation.
I think the first one I bought myself was... I bought the DS for myself, but I, like, my first home console that I bought myself was the 360.
Mine was the PS3. I should have got the 360. The 360 was the best Xbox system ever.
Only because you could watch movies together with your friends. Like, that shit
was dope. No, like, it was, like, the dashboard was dope. Mm-hmm. The games that you could play together was dope.
For me, PlayStation just always had it. Like, even if I just throw in random stuff like Darksiders. Darksiders 2 in particular. Because I think that was probably my favorite one out of them.
Well, if we don't talk about it.
I'm not, the first time I ever played Dragon Age was on PlayStation.
Really?
Yeah.
The first time I ever played Dragon Ball Z, which is really influential, was on a Game Boy.
For me, it was PlayStation.
I mean, not my
first anime game I ever played was on PlayStation. First JRPG I ever played was on PlayStation.
I had a lot of games.
First Persona game I played was on the PSP.
You did everything instead of your PlayStation.
Uh-huh. All Nintendo really got for me is Pokemon.
Nah, really?
Really?
You played Pokemon on PlayStation?
I probably did.
Really?
You want me to tag them in? Next on mine, me
for
you.
Next
on
mine.
That says, I love Dino Nuggets and Mac and Cheese. What about you guys? The white man knows what I'm saying. There you go.
That's a fact. Hey. I'm going back to sleep.
What?
They know I love Lunchables.
Big Lunchables. What is that? Nuggets and Mac and Cheese. There you go.
I love Dino Nuggets and Mac and Cheese. What about you guys? That works.
You know?
This is hilarious.
Nuggets, all types.
So, but when I had
Nuggets.
I learned a lot with Super Nintendo.
Pepperoni. Mm-hmm.
That's what
nugget sandwich. You know,
Super Nintendo was the memories of all memories when it comes to me. I mean, I got my butt kicked for playing the game.
Nuggets, we know.
I got my butt kicked.
Your butt kicked for
not playing the game. I got my butt kicked for not even freaking helping my godmother beat the game. So it's like, it's a lot of memories when it comes to Super Nintendo. And that's why I really like it a lot. I mean, you name games, you forget about the Zeldas. I remember Ninja Boy on there. It was those games are just, all those exclusive games are just it for me. Like, you know, so it's like, I know how dedicated I am because every time I hear a new Zelda announcement, I never had the system. The minute I hear it come out, that day I go buy the system in the game. And I just play it.
Well, you got money now.
Oh, yeah.
Some of us know how to save.
I can't save.
Yeah, this.
Because we sure as hell can't save the
hoes. That made no sense, but it sounds like something the old person was saying.
Right? I can't save $1 for a dime.
The only time I was ever good at a Guitar Hero was on the DS.
Yeah, I know. I was going to get into the pronunciation of
what?
Dino. You said Dino? You said Dino Nuggies?
He said Excruviation Nuggets.
Excruvy Nuggets.
It would have been more accurate if you said
Excruvy Nuggets.
But yeah,
that's a Pokemon.
That's how I really feel about the game, truthfully.
All right, but so,
even Forbidden Memories on the PlayStation. Oh my god, I haven't beat that shit yet.
I'm not gonna lie.
It was cheating.
You look so tired.
It was cheating. Hey, join the club.
Me up right now, bro.
I never got my other one, so.
I'm sitting over here in the middle.
I can't point over. I was trying to signal to him, but he can't read.
Oh, that's what you wanted. Yeah, I thought you wanted.
You pointed at everything I could reach myself.
I didn't see that.
Appreciate you.
I feel like so are they. So,
what is
well,
that?
Soon, come.
Hey,
what the hell is this word? I might be, hello.
I'm
high
as a bitch right now.
So are they.
I'll be honest.
Oh,
dude,
man.
I feel like this is the first episode that I feel like Bowen is really tight at us.
What?
But
no, not at all.
But he's just like, you know what?
We locked in. We just, you know...
Just
back
go
out.
Pet the fish so I can walk the cat.
The cat got a bone to pick with one of the dogs.
What are you talking about? I'm sorry.
Do y'all think Kimbo Slice is washed up? I think I'd beat his ass bad.
All right. Wait. I want to know the drugs he doing. Kimbo Slice is bit is dead. Kimbo
That's
Slice is dead.
Messed up.
But Kimbo Slice.
Yeah. Dre sounded hurt.
Because he's a legend, bro. He's the first person I seen, like...
You in the streets.
Yeah, he's a gangster.
I
don't know how you would do against a ghost, though.
I don't know nothing about that, so I'm going to let you guys...
Is dark humor not supposed to be a thing?
I think so.
Not while you have the Leaf Village bitch. You got to have, like, the mist or something.
Hey, Jiraiya died. Give me a Sharpie. Let me put the line through.
No, man.
Me a Sharpie. I'm going to slot stay in this bitch.
Who is that? I can't see that far. Yo,
man, going through.
Who is that, bro?
I don't know.
He should be here with us.
It happens, bro.
You was on my Snapchat earlier, like a clip of him fighting.
Oh, gosh. Well,
I wish that Snapchat was dated because you said some dark shit.
I'm really curious.
He
to, like,
said, wait. Oh, fuck.
What is really the best game on, what would you say is the best game on the Switch?
On Switch?
Yeah.
A remake?
No, just what you think is the best games on each system? Let's do something.
Right. Top three for each system?
You can say top three.
I'm crying. I'm sorry. I'm back.
Yo, that's hilarious.
Yeah, I'm giving Breath of the Wild for Switch.
Okay.
PS5, I will do Miles Morales.
Oh, you're doing 1-1-1-1-1-1.
Yeah. PS5, I'll do Miles Morales. And Xbox... There's no real exclusive out for the Series X yet, so.
Oh, so newest systems.
Yeah, I'm gonna go.
I was just naming like what.
Oh, overall.
Yeah, what's your best? What you think is the best game for the system?
Best individual game.
Yeah.
Like your personal favorite or?
Yeah, personal favorite.
Okay. I mean, for Nintendo overall, probably Smash.
Yeah. Pretty over much. Pokemon.
Over Mario Party.
Loki, like, as an individual game?
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, I'm not sure which individual Pokemon game I would put over.
Mario Party?
Over Smash? Pokemon would probably... I don't even know which Pokemon game would come in second.
I think...
Like, maybe Gen 2 or Gen 4?
Okay.
Don't call it a comeback.
For Sony, you already know it's going to be Persona.
Persona. Yeah.
It changed my life, dog.
Over MLB? Well, yeah, I guess.
Easy. Not even a question.
Okay.
He went ghost on us for a year.
Yeah.
It was not a year, okay?
It was a good 3 months.
Yeah.
It might as well have been a year.
It was
days feels like 365 away from
it. It could have been 365 next time you complain about it.
You know, TLC has a whole show about that. Like, people get married in 90 days. Yeah.
What did that say?
One fast food joint for the rest of my life. I am going.
Damn.
One fast food.
Does Chick-fil-A count as fast food?
I guess. Taco Bell.
They close on Sundays though. I was so thinking I guess about Taco Bell. I gotta eat ice soup. But I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go to Chick-fil-A.
I'm gonna do Taco Bell because I could just cook anything else.
I think I'm gonna go tacos, Burger King.
I can just make a burger. That's what fries.
All right.
You just taking the whole.
I'm sorry I used logic to answer questions.
Sir. Yeah, shut up.
Maybe.
Gosh.
Maybe Chipotle.
I've seen you eat Chipotle like 3 times in your whole life.
Maybe Taco Bell's.
Bell's definitely Bo.
Hey, Taco Bell, I'll 100% that's Bo. Probably number 2. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to end the Spotify one. Mm-hmm. Just so. Because we're going to get off topic now. So thank you for tuning in for this episode. We're going to still be on Twitch. So don't leave now.
Definitely tune in. But the post game about to start.
Yeah. Stay tuned for the after hours.
Afties.
Afties.
If you thought this episode.